As thousands more wells are drilled in Texas to bring up oil and gas, there are worries about the threat drilling poses to groundwater or what happens if pipelines or tanks leak vapors into the air. Calvin Tillman used to be the mayor of Dish.
You know, within 2 miles of my house in Dish, there was probably 150 wells.
The tiny town in North Texas became a sort of flashpoint in the controversy over whether the boom in drilling is a health risk. In his months of dealing with the drilling companies and the state agency that regulates them, the oddly named Railroad Commission, Tillman said it appeared to him that the commission couldn't keep up.
The Railroad Commission has been way, way, way behind the power curve on this whole boom. You can see the numbers of inspectors compared to the numbers of wells.
The number of wells monitored by the Railroad Commission has jumped by over 40,000 since 2003, now totaling nearly 400,000 wells statewide. The commission has just 97 full-time inspectors to check them. With similar booms occurring in other states, a national environmental watchdog group, Earthworks, did a study.
We thought we'd actually see fewer inspections in Texas than the other states, and it turned out to be the opposite.
Earthworks attorney Bruce Basil said Texas inspectors, despite their seemingly meager numbers, managed to monitor half the wells annually, far better, he says, than rates in Pennsylvania or Ohio. But Basil said that didn't necessarily mean Texas was doing a better job cracking down on drilling companies whose violations threaten the environment.
What you find is, particularly in Texas, the penalties that can be imposed by the state agency are very low. On average, it's about $1,000 per penalty. So if you've got a well that's generating, say, $5 million on average, $1,000 is really a drop in the bucket.
Basil and his group are not alone in making this point. The state's own Sunset Commission that critiques the performance of state agencies last month said the Railroad Commission's record of going after only a tiny percent of violators contributed to, quote, a public perception of an unwillingness to pursue enforcement action. In a state known for its business-friendly approach, even the oil and gas industry seems to admit things have gone too far.
Most of the industry does play by the rules. They want bad actors in the industry to be caught and punished.
Royce Poinsett is an attorney in Austin who lobbies the legislature on behalf of the oil and gas industry.
Aside from perhaps higher penalties, what I think everyone agrees is that the Railroad Commission simply is not given enough resources. It's been underfunded for decades.
Poinsett says the industry is willing to pay higher fees to fund more inspectors. He says while he'd never try to predict what lawmakers might do, he does think there's more consensus now to beef up the Railroad Commission compared to the last legislative session when such efforts failed. The commission tells State Impact it's not waiting for the legislature. The commission recently adopted higher fines and fees that, according to a spokesperson, have already raised awareness among drillers that violations can be costly. At a public forum, the chairman of the commission, Barry Smitherman, said they're shuffling staff to put more inspectors on the front lines.
Out in the district offices where the inspectors live, we had gotten too lean, and in my opinion, we had too many people in Austin and not enough people out in the districts.
If those changes work, they might begin to alter the image of Texas as a place where oil and gas drillers who don't follow the law have to pay for it. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.